thought it'd be fun to enter Grand Central not through its front doors on 42nd Street, but instead come over here to 47th and Madison. In part to show that the station's not just the architecture itself, but it's actually this entire sprawling underground network. And we're going through, this is now the J.P. Morgan Chase building, it was the Bear Stearns building. We're going through here because when this building was built, it actually got a zoning bonus, meaning it got more available land area to, or footprint area to build in exchange for building this passageway, which is connects into this whole network called North End Access, which allows commuters, when they come in from Grand Central, in a weather-protected way to get further north along Park Avenue. What's extraordinary about Penn Station versus Grand Central Terminal is that at Penn Station, the majority of commuters who come into Penn Station then have to transfer to the subway system to get to either Lower Manhattan or to East Midtown. Whereas Grand Central, people come into Grand Central and they then walk to their office building. That puts enormous amount of value into the suburbs that connect to Grand Central and the office buildings around Grand Central, as opposed to Penn Station. All great train stations do this at some level or another. They have tentacles that reach out into the city. And of course, if you think about, Paddington, right, or if you think about Gare du Nord or any of the great Parisian train stations, they all connect in multiple ways. It's not just a front door. Because these things are accretive, right? And so the passage we're walking through wasn't built in 1913 with the original station. Hopefully if you put in the right sort of initial kind of beachhead investment, which in this case was, there was a terminal building here that was fairly shabby. It was built around 1870. And then in 1903, they started construction of the new terminal. And they did a very good job. And, demand increased. And through the 20s is when a lot of Park Avenue got built. And as it got built, a lot of these kinds of passageways and things got built over time to accommodate that kind of demand that was coming through the terminal.